Moody's spoken words, be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We can blow out our candles now and take a seat. And if any children would like to come to the front and sit on the mats so that you can see the marvellous things I have in my bag today to help us with this story that we're thinking about, do come to the front so you can see everything properly. Today in our gospel reading, we heard about Mary and Joseph taking the baby Jesus to the temple. And in the temple, they met two people. And their names were Simeon and Anna. There were two people called Simeon and Anna in the temple. And when Simeon saw Jesus, he said something, didn't he? Does anyone remember what Simeon said when he saw Jesus? Doesn't have to be the exact words, but... yeah? He said he was sent by God. He said something about a light, didn't he? He was going to be the light who would reveal God's will to all people. So he talked about being a light, not just to the Gentiles, but also to Israel. So that means everyone. So Jesus was going to be a light to show God's will to everyone. And so in my bag today, I've got some things to help us think about that, because we quite often talk about Jesus being the light of the world. Has anyone ever heard that? Jesus is the light of the world. We often say that, and that's why we say it, because this is what Simeon said in the temple about Jesus, that he is the light of the world. He's going to show God's will to everybody. And that's why we lit our candles today as well. We had all those candles lit, didn't we? Because it's Candlemas today, and that's the day we remember that. Jesus is the light of the world, and he is the light that shines into everyone's lives. So the first thing I've got in my bag to help us to think about Jesus being the light of the world is... Oh, I've got a few of them. So here we go. What are these? Torches, yeah. I've got a few torches. Do you want to hold those torches? So I've brought some torches. Has anyone ever used a torch? Can you shine them down onto the ground so they're not in people's eyes? But has anyone ever used a torch for anything? When do you use torches? Yep.
At bedtime.
At bedtime. You might want to use one at bedtime because it's a bit dark, isn't it, at bedtime when you go to bed? Yep. When you're outside and it's dark, because torches help show the way, don't they? When you want to see where you're going, the torch helps to show you the way. And Jesus shows us the way with his teaching. So Jesus is like a torch, because Jesus shows us the way, just like a torch does when we're going on a journey in the dark. So that's how Jesus is the light of the world, in a bit like a torch. But Jesus being the light of the world... it's also a bit like this. I've got something else here. I'll be careful getting this one out of the bag. Oh, can you see what I've got here? What is this one? It's a cake, and it's got something on it.
Candles.
It's got some candles. So it's a special kind of cake, isn't it? It's a... what do we do? When do we light candles on a cake? Yep.
When it's someone's birthday.
Has anyone had a birthday recently? Put your hand up if you've had a birthday in the last few weeks. Anybody here? See a few hands up. You've had a birthday? Brilliant. How old were you?
Seven.
How old were you?
Five.
You were five. And you were, how old were you?
Seven
as well. And it's grandma's birthday. It's your birthday when? The 2nd of February.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Birthday. Is it? Wow. So you've got both days' birthdays really close. Happy birthday. Oh, wow. And Daddy's birthday's the 29th. So, wow, yeah. We've all got very close birthdays in this family. Wow. Yeah, so this is a birthday cake. And birthday cakes, well, and birthdays, they bring joy, don't they? Did your birthday bring you joy? Were you happy on your birthday? Did you feel joy when it was your birthday? Oh, good. Do you want to blow these candles out, seeing as though it was your birthday recently? Yeah, well done. So, birthdays bring us joy, and that's how what Jesus is like, is what Jesus does too. Jesus brings us joy. Jesus brings us the joy of knowing what he's done for us through his life and his death and his resurrection. Jesus brings us joy. Knowing Jesus fills us with that joy, a bit like birthdays do, but it's bigger. So I've brought one more light as well. So this one, I'll just see if I can switch it on. What do you think that one is? Can you see it there? What do you think this one is? It's a unicorn light, yes. This is a sort of, well, I brought this because it's a type of night light. So I wanted to bring a type of night light, and I thought this was quite a fun one. So this is quite a fun night light because it's shaped like a unicorn, and it also, look, it goes different colours as well. So this is a really nice night light. And what does a night light do? Have any of you got a night light? Do you use a night light? Oh yeah, quite a few of you. Why do you have a night light? What's it for? Why do you have a night light? What's that? Do you know? It's for night time, isn't it? Yeah, it's for night time. Do you like the dark? Do you like the dark? Yeah, do you? Do you like it to be totally dark when you get up in the night? Or do you want there to be a little bit of light? What do you think?
I have a candle up my bed.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't want it to be completely dark because you couldn't see where your bed is. So open the door a little bit. Yeah, so you need a little bit of light, don't you? You've got one that changes different colours as well. Oh, brilliant. So, yeah, you need a little bit of light, don't you? Because it gives you comfort. It reassures you. It makes you feel safe, doesn't it, in the night time. That's what Jesus does too. Jesus gives us reassurance and comfort when we're feeling a bit sad or lonely or things get difficult. Jesus gives us the same sort of comfort, just like we get from a nightlight. Jesus gives us comfort when things get difficult. So Jesus is like all of these types of lights. He shows the way, he brings us joy, and he gives us comfort and reassurance. But that's not the only thing. I've brought another type of light. Oh, there we go. I've got two of these as well. Oh, I don't know if that one's going to... I don't think that one flashes, actually. Oh. All right, so I've got one here. Can you see what's this one?
It's a bicycle.
It's a bicycle light. And what's this one... What does it do? Why do we have them?
So we can see in the dark.
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, so people don't crash into you. Yeah, because this is a rear bike light. It's not the front one to see your way with. This is so other people can see you. This is a warning. This is saying, don't come near to me. I'm on a bike. Please keep me safe. This is a warning, isn't it? So warning. Would you like to hold the warning light? So Jesus is a bit like a warning light. I wonder why that is. Well, because Jesus challenges us. A warning light gives us a warning. And Jesus is giving us a warning. Jesus is warning us to be ready. We have to be ready. We have to be ready to change because the world is not the way God intends it to be. And we are not the way that God intends for us to be. Jesus' light challenges us too. It's a light that warns us we need to be ready. And that there's a need for Christ in the world. And it's down to us to work with Jesus to make the world more like the kingdom of God. We're called to join in and work together with Christ. And how do we do that? Well, what we're called to do is to serve. what ways do you serve God, I wonder? As Christians, we're called to so much more than just turning up to church on Sunday. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's one in which we give ourselves to God through service. And that's how we grow in faith, through serving God in the unique way that only we can. Visiting the sick, spending time with the lonely, being a friend to someone. Listening to people, offering hospitality. There's so many ways that, as part of our church community, that we are called to serve. We're all called to join in, not just a few. We're all called to serve one another in Christ. And the great thing about serving others is that it grows our faith. But it's not enough to just have good intentions or tell yourself that you've already given enough of your life to Christ. God isn't looking for small gestures. Christ calls us to nothing less than full commitment. So you need to make a commitment. A commitment to Christ is also a commitment to serve. Commit to something. Whatever it is, commit. And if you're not sure what, ask me or Alan or anyone around you. I'm sure they'll tell you what gifts you have and the things that you're really good at. But commit to something and your faith will grow. And we've got a group of young people who've recently committed to being servers in our church. I know Andrew's started, but we've also got three other young people who've committed to doing that now as well, which is really good news. And so let's follow their example and find a way that we can serve as part of our church family, because we do need to shine Christ's light into the world, especially into the places where it's dark. And that begins right here. As we serve, we learn to love others, just as God loves us. So let's pray that we will all find our place and our way to serve Christ. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that Jesus, the light of the world, shows us the way, fills us with joy and brings us hope. Please help us to rise to the challenge of helping to make our world a better place by shining Christ's light into the lives of others as we serve them. Amen.